All right. You're going to learn a secret messaging weapon for consistently creating big money marketing campaigns by the one and only, the founder of MFA Live. Get up out of your seat and welcome the one and only Todd Broad. Woo!
All right. So we've got some all-stars in the crowd. Where's Brian Kurtz? I don't know if he's still in here. There's Brian Kurtz, a legend in the direct response world. Got Dean Jackson in the house. Where's Dean? I can't see anything, so I'm just going to assume he's back there. So many moons ago, there was a company that decided to create their first infomercial. They created their first infomercial for their product, rolled it out. It was a bomb. It was a dud. So they tweaked it. They rolled out another version of their infomercial. And it was a dud. So, being tenacious, they tweaked it again, rolled out another version of the infomercial, and it was also a dud. According to a New York Times article, they created 22 versions in total without any success. Then they made a tweak, a change, one main change. And today, the company is a billion-dollar-a-year company. How many of you would like to know that one change? Yes? I'm just curious. That's a different presentation. And no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm joking. That's what we're going to talk about. Now, before we officially begin, I know I shouldn't do this. You're taught, like, stay on point with your presentations. But, of course, I never do. And so before we talk about how do you use that secret to create your own big money marketing campaign, no discussion about building a game-changing marketing campaign would be complete without an emphasis on the offer. I cannot stress this to you enough. I've been talking about this so much lately with clients and students and colleagues, the importance of the offer. What most marketers do, what most entrepreneurs do, is they put together their product, they slap a price on it, maybe they have a guarantee, and they roll it out. They offer it. And they focus so much of their time, attention, and effort on the headline, on the copy, on the look and feel of their pages, on the different pages in the campaign. And they neglect the offer. Maybe they spend 10 minutes thinking about the offer. Maybe they spend 15 minutes thinking about the offer. Maybe with your offers, you've spent 10 minutes or 5 minutes or 15 minutes thinking through the offer. But here's the thing. The offer can double, triple, quadruple your response. The offer can make or break your campaign. No matter how great your headline is, no matter how great your lead is, no matter how great your copy is, if you have a garbage offer, if you have a run-of-the-mill offer, if you have an average offer, you're going to struggle. This is why, as I'm sure you're going to hear from Brian, in the world of direct response, it's all about list, offer, copy. It's all about the list, the audience, which there's nobody better on the planet than Brian. He's going to share with you so much of what you need to understand about lists and segmentation and all that amazing stuff. But above copy is the offer. You need to recognize that the better your offer is, the better your conversions are going to be. Nothing else has to change in your marketing. The better your offer is, the better your conversions are going to be. The better your offer is, the easier marketing becomes, the easier the job of marketing. And what I want you to understand is that the product is not the offer. The product is a piece of the offer, right? The product is the deliverable, but there's the price, there's terms, there's premiums, there's the guarantee. All of those things as a whole make up your offer. The offer is, right, like what the prospect gets, not only in terms of deliverables, but the value and what they have to give to get it. The better your offer is, the better your conversions will be. The better your offer is, the easier the job of marketing. And you could tweak one aspect of your offer. You could tweak one aspect of your offer, not even change anything else, not even change the product, the headline, the lead, anything. You could tweak one thing and experience a wildly different level of conversions. Maybe you go from a hard offer to a soft offer. Maybe you go from pay $49 today to pay $1 today. And then the other $48 in a month from now, only if you love it. That's a different offer. Product might be the same, but the terms are different. Price might be the same, but the terms are different. Going from a hard offer to a soft offer, just as one little example among many, can radically change the conversion game for you. But a lot of marketers, they don't recognize how important the offer is, and so they don't put the time, energy, and effort into developing the most rock-solid, badass offer that they possibly can. See, when I approach an offer, when I think about the offer, what I think about, I start off and I always think about the offer first. The very first thing, for those of you that have been through the E5 Camp Masterclass, you know that's where we start. We start at the offer. We don't start at the headline. We don't start with the body copy. We don't start with the benefits. We don't start with any of that stuff. We start with the offer. And my aim is to put together an offer that is so good, so ridiculously over the top in terms of value, that prospects say, well, why wouldn't I do this? I would be crazy not to do this. See, my goal is to think through, this is how I think. I always think to myself, what would drive these people wild? What would make them crawl over broken glass to get this offer? What delivers so much value, so much benefit, is so risk-free that it's a no-brainer? That's where you have to begin. You don't save the offer for the end. The offer is not an afterthought. The offer is the thing. It's the thing. Everything else that we do and talk about and everything that I'm going to share with you and everything that I've taught you guys that have gone through the E5 Camp Masterclass, that all leads up to the offer. The offer is the destination that we're leading folks to. And the thing for you to recognize is that when the offer is great, you don't have to be that good. So I'm not a car guy. This is a, in 2004, 2005, this was like the second most expensive vehicle out there, like 1.5 million or something ridiculous. And so imagine if you owned this bad boy, or if you were put in charge of selling this bad boy, brand new, gorgeous, every bell and whistle that you can imagine, like an incredible vehicle. And you were asked to sell this bad boy for 50 grand. You have to be a great marketer to sell this thing? I don't think so. Right? I don't think you need to know much about marketing or selling. And I think that you're going to be able to sell this bad boy pretty quick. You're never going to struggle because the offer is so good. Your biggest problem in this case would be making people believe that it's legit, that it's real. But the point is for you to recognize that because it's so good, your marketing doesn't have to be that great. When the offer is good, it changes everything. You have to pour your time, energy, effort, resources, brainstorming into developing the most rock-solid, over-the-top, incredible offers that you can. Offers that make you a little nervous to roll out because they put you on the hook, maybe. Offers that make your competitors say, how are they doing that? Or why are they doing that? Why are they giving so much value so inexpensively? Like offers that just make it easy for people to say yes. Make it easier for your prospects to say yes than it is for them to say no. That's where we always begin. And with that in mind, now let's begin. Which one of these stands out to you? Which one of those apples stands out? None of them stand out, right? Even if one is juicier, even if one is bigger, even if one is better, whatever that means, that's subjective. The reality is that what stands out is what's different. Different stands out. Different is better than better. in marketing I never think about when I'm putting together a campaign. I never think about, right, how am I gonna show that this is better than the other things just like it out there. What I always do is figure out how am I going to offer something different, something that has the perception of new, unique, different. Differentiation in marketing is key. You saw yesterday from Rich this idea of the blue ocean and the red ocean. For those of you that haven't read Blue Ocean Strategy, the red ocean is when you are competing in a sea of similar products and you are trying to scream what makes yours better. You are trying to convey why is yours better. You're really competing for the same folks in the same market and you're trying to scream why yours is better. The reality is this, you saying that your product is better rolls off the back of prospects, because what does that mean? It's subjective. But different stands out. Different gets attention. Different is what interests people. And so you need to differentiate what it is that you're offering. What I want you guys and gals to think about going forward is that you're now bringing something new to the market. And have no fear if you think that you have a commodity, which, just as a side note, if you think you have a commodity, if you do have a commodity, if you are marketing a commodity, just one of a sea of sameness, of same options, then we need to work on that and we need to fix that, because that's no way to get extraordinary results by just offering more of the same. We've got to reposition it. We reposition it as something new and different. You're bringing something new and different. You're solving a problem with a different method, with a different mechanism. You're alleviating pain with a different method, a different approach, a different mechanism, right? Because different stands out. Sameness doesn't. Oops. I'm like, that shouldn't have been there. And that's the key that I want you to get for right now. I'm going to show you how to do this, but I want you to get that it's about differentiation, not better. You don't want to compete by trying to show why yours is just better. You want to bring something different, and it's the difference that makes it better. And that's a key distinction. You don't want to just try to convince your prospects that your thing is better, right? You want to convince them that you have a difference, and it's that difference, which I'll show you, that's what makes it better. So I could ask you, as it relates to your product, your service, and this is something that I ask clients somewhat frequently when we're talking about their product, is, so why should somebody buy your product? Some of you might have never even thought about that. Why should somebody buy your product? Because you created it? Because you're passionate about it? Because you love it? Because you poured your heart and soul into it? They want to know what's in it for them. Why them? What? Why is yours there? Why does your product exist? What purpose does it serve in the marketplace? What purpose does it serve for your prospects, for the marketplace, right? Why should they buy yours? What's the reason? I want you to even think about that. Take 5 seconds, 10 seconds to just think for 1 second about what would you say to somebody if they said to you, why should I buy your product? Would you say it's better? Totally subjective, vague, roll off the back answer? What's the tangible reason why somebody should invest in your product, your service? The very first answer, pointing over here like that's gonna work, is that you have what's called a unique selling proposition. Well, so a unique selling proposition, right? Something that many of you have probably heard of before. Unique selling proposition is this idea that was really kind of developed and pioneered by Rosa Reeves. And the unique selling proposition, is very simple. It's a very simple idea. The unique selling proposition is the unique benefit that is only offered by your product. Is there a unique benefit that is only offered by your product? Not a unique feature, not a unique component, not a unique aspect of your product or service, but a unique benefit. A unique benefit, a benefit that prospects can experience and only experience from your product. Certainly, huge differentiator. Now, for some of you, that might not be possible. It's not always possible to differentiate your product based on a unique benefit. I'll show you what to do in just a bit if there is no unique benefit. But the very first thing that you want to look for is a USP. Very simple. Does your product offer a unique benefit? This is from Conversion Fly. Are the Conversion Fly guys in the house somewhere? Yeah, stand up. For those of you, stand up in the back. So my boys from Conversion Fly. I told you. And you still have no shirt. Oh, you do have a shirt on. Okay, there you go. I yelled at him yesterday for not having a Conversion Fly shirt on. So that company was acquired from me. Those guys are still running it, doing a bang-up job, killing it. But when we developed Conversion Fly, I said that it needed to track across devices. We needed to be able to track leads across mobile, tablet, and desktop. That was a problem at the time, and really still is, that existed with other tracking applications. And so I wanted to have an application. Conversion Fly was really created based on my personal need. I wanted a tracking application to do certain things. I tried everyone out there. There wasn't any that gave me all the things that I needed. And so we spent a boatload of money and a boatload of time developing a phenomenal application. And so in Conversion Fly, there is that benefit. That benefit when using Conversion Fly is that you'll have much more accurate metrics to make decisions on because of the fact that it tracks across desktop, tablet, and mobile. That's a unique benefit, right? That's a unique benefit in the marketplace. That, you know, certainly at the time when we first launched Conversion Fly, certainly no other application offered that benefit. That became our USP. That became our focus. That became the big benefit that we talked about. I was able to then talk about, when we decided to market Conversion Fly to the public, I was able to talk about how if you don't have tracking that is tracking across mobile, tablet, and desktop, that every day your metrics are becoming less and less accurate. Because more and more people are using mobile, more and more people are using tablets, more and more people are using multiple devices. And so I was able to say, like, look, that there might be great looking apps, there might be great tools, there might be some that have more features, but the reality is that if your tracking isn't tracking across devices, your metrics are becoming more and more inaccurate every day. And if they're becoming more and more inaccurate every day, that means you could be making flawed decisions that lead to bad choices, and we know what happens with bad choices. That's an example of a USP. For a piece of software. This is probably the most well-known example of a USP, like the early days. Who knows what product this is for? Let's see if there are some grizzled veterans in the house. Scream it out. Palmolive. I'm thoroughly impressed. That's right, Palmolive. Palmolive was this idea at the time that, right, it doesn't only clean, but it softens your hands. It's the only cleaner that softens your hands. So that's a unique benefit. Right? That was a USP. At the time, that was a USP. At the time, that was obviously something that was, you know, cared about. And so the point is, you see that you've got cleaners that you can use that get your dishes clean, or you've got a cleaner that you can use that gets your dishes clean and also softens your hands. A unique benefit to that product. And you saw what happened with Palmolive. Now, the thing to understand. Oh, here's another one. This one is how many of you have seen this? None of you? Some of you? Yeah, you've seen this? So this is Experian. So this is a topic near and dear to my heart. So like 15 years ago, I had my identity stolen. And with a name like Todd Brown, I guess it's kind of easy. And oh my gosh, I don't even ask. It's been a nightmare. And so I pay attention to this kind of stuff. This is a cool example of a USP, because in this example, right, there are lots of, you know, identity theft protection prevention programs out there. Like, I pay for the highest LifeLock thing, but this is cool because Experian is the first one. They're the first ones to offer a dark web scan. right? It gives them, in essence, the ability, like, if we took over the marketing, we would be able to talk about, like, look, you know, it's one thing to have identity theft that pays attention to the mainstream stuff, to credit cards, to bank accounts, but if your process or system doesn't scan the dark web, your identity could be exposed to a lot of things that you'll never know about, leading to massive problems. This became, or is right now, a unique benefit. And so this is unique to them. Right now, while nobody else is offering this dark web scan, this is a USP for them. This is another like goofy example. This is for men that want testosterone replacement. This was purely for research, by the way, that I was doing this scan. but the beauty of this is that this type of hormone replacement, which is, they call it like bio-identical hormones, it's natural and it's done like with a pellet that they like put under your skin. And there are health benefits, but outside of just increasing testosterone with this type of testosterone therapy. And so, like, look, it becomes very difficult to compete when there are lots of different ways to simply increase testosterone. But when you have a unique benefit of enhancing health, of decreasing cardiovascular risk, of decreasing Alzheimer's disease, decreasing osteoporosis, that becomes the USP. Again, a unique benefit. This was a program that was way ahead of its time that I rolled out a handful of years ago, and this was about how do you create a marketing campaign, a marketing funnel that is dynamic, responsive, and interactive, that interacted with prospects, that, you know, changed on the fly based on what it is that people did or didn't do, what pages they came from, what pages they did visit and didn't visit. This was an amazing program. It was just so ahead of its time. But that was at the time the USP, that other campaigns are static. Other campaigns don't interact, therefore other campaigns can't improve on the fly, can't deliver the exact message at the right time. And so this became the USP for this particular program. Now, the thing to understand is what I said earlier, is that not every one of you are going to be able to identify a USP in your product. Not every one of you are going to have a product that has a unique benefit. In fact, I would probably go as far as to say, if I was a betting man, I would bet that at least half of you, if not more, have a product that doesn't have a unique benefit. It's becoming more and more difficult today to create a USP that you can sustain. Right, obviously you know that you could have a USP today and then in 3 months it might no longer be a USP because somebody else knocked it off, because somebody else copied it, because somebody else modeled it. And so what do you do when you don't have that unique benefit? Well, that's where we use the power of a unique mechanism. And this is one of the greatest discoveries that I really made in the 15 plus years that I've been doing this. This will be a game changer for those of you that not only get this, but implement this and use this in every one of your marketing campaigns. I use this, and many of you are familiar with this, but I'm gonna add something to this for you. This is a game changer. I use this in every single marketing campaign that I create. I do not create a single marketing campaign, both internally for agency clients, and I guide all of my students and clients to use a unique mechanism. This will be a game changer for you. So what is a unique mechanism? A unique mechanism is nothing more. This is, don't be intimidated by the term. A unique mechanism is nothing more than the unique piece, part, component, process, aspect, or system behind your product or service that delivers the result. It's the main part of your product or service that fulfills the promise, that delivers the benefit, right? Your campaign has a big promise that you're making to prospects, a big promise of transformation. Well, what prospects want to know is, how are you going to deliver that promise? Why is your product going to deliver me that promise, that benefit, that transformation, that outcome? And the answer for us, as you'll see in just a little bit, is the unique mechanism. It's the unique piece, part, component, process, aspect, or system behind your product or service that delivers the promise. If you have a bodywork practice, it's the unique bodywork method that you use with clients that's responsible for alleviating their pain, permanently. It's the unique combination of nutrients in your vitamin supplement that is responsible for lowering cholesterol. It's the unique algorithm behind your software that's responsible for getting you top Google rankings, right? It's the unique recipe in your birthday cakes that make them so delicious or keep them fresh for so long. It's the piece, part, component of your product or service that is responsible for delivering the result. This is the example that I was talking about earlier. The company that I was talking about earlier that had 22 whopping infomercial failures and then broke through and today became a billion-dollar plus company is Beachbody, the company behind P90X. And, you know, when P90X, and they've evolved, certainly, and it's changed significantly since then as they've just grown and become wildly successful, but they rolled out this idea of muscle confusion, right? That the reason why P90X worked to get people, you know, shredded, muscular, in great shape, you know, take their weight off, was because of muscle confusion. That was the method behind their training program. That was the exercise approach behind their training program. So when they weren't just saying, our program is better, our program is tougher, our program burns more calories. They weren't trying to say we're better. They were saying ours works because we have something different. And that different thing, our unique mechanism, muscle confusion, is what's gonna get you in shape. And boom, they took off. Now, if you go back and you look at the infomercial that launched this bad boy, they were able to educate folks on why muscle confusion worked. They were able to say that without muscle confusion, which, by the way, and I shared this in the marketing campaign for the E5 Camp Masterclass when we launched it, that there's a video clip of Tony Horton saying, we came up with the term muscle confusion because that's really what it does. We came up with the term for muscle confusion, right? It was like, I don't want you to think like, did they have crazy scientific studies and did they hire this board of medical doctors and exercise physiologists? And Tony Horton said, we came up with the idea because that's what it was and it worked. Muscle confusion. They were able to show that other products lead to plateau. Other training programs, other methods lead to plateau. The reason why you won't plateau with P90X, the reason why you'll continue to burn fat, the reason why you'll continue to build muscle, the reason why you'll get in shape in record time is because of muscle confusion. Here's what it is, here's why it works, right? Here's how it works, and that's why you want to use it. That became their unique mechanism. That was the reason why they could say to you, you will get in shape. This is an example of a, now here's the thing that I want to point out very quickly. What I want to point out, and this is very important, understand this, because I'm asked this question all the time. People ask me routinely, what's the difference between a USP and a unique mechanism? And so I already said that the USP is a unique benefit. It's a benefit that prospects can only experience from your product. It's either there or it's not. A unique mechanism is the unique part of your product or service that fulfills the promise, that fulfills the main benefit. But that main benefit can be the same benefit being offered by competitors. So in other words, behind P90X, they were talking about get in shape, get lean, blah, blah, blah. They were really ultimately making the same promise that others were making, but they had a unique mechanism to show you how you would get in shape. And the thing for you to understand is this, get this, that when you have a unique mechanism, When you have a unique mechanism, a mechanism that is only found in your product, and you're gonna understand, I'm gonna show you this in just a second, a unique mechanism that is only found in your product or service, what you do is you give prospects hope. You give them hope that maybe this time with your product or service that they will experience the results, right? Because you're offering them something, you're talking to them about something, you're exposing them to something that they've never been offered before, that they haven't tried before. It gives prospects the ability to say, maybe that's why the last exercise program didn't work, because it didn't have this muscle confusion. That maybe that's why I plateaued, right? Maybe that's why the last four program, maybe that's why my gym membership didn't work out and I didn't change. It gives them hope. They're able to say, maybe now with this, I will experience the result. See, but if we simply said, you'll get in shape faster, you'll get in shape, that what prospects would say is, I've heard that. I've heard that already. Right? There's everybody saying that, but nobody's introduced me to this mechanism for getting the results that I want. And so we're talking about USP, unique benefit, unique mechanism, unique way to deliver on a benefit that could be the same as what's being promised in the marketplace. This is an example of one of these mouth guards for folks that grind their teeth. And I love this because they've got this, the company is Z-Quiet, and they've got this, what makes theirs comfortable, right? They're making the same promise as other mouth guard companies, that it's comfortable, right? It's not gonna keep you up at night, blah, blah, blah. But they've got a unique mechanism behind theirs. They call it living hinge technology. My gut tells me if they recorded a video, they'd say something very similar to Tony Horton, in that that's what we came up with. And so that is their way of saying ours is comfortable because of this. Not just ours is better because I say so, but ours is more comfortable because of this. You got the chance to hear from Ryan. How great is Ryan, right? And so Ryan had asked me, is Ryan in the room? No good. So Ryan had asked me to come out to his mastermind to talk about his launch of the ASK method through the lens of the E5 method. And he really wanted me to point out the stuff that he didn't do well, which is brutally difficult to do at someone's mastermind in front of their people. It's kind of like I had to twist it like, you know when, you know, people are taught when they go on a job interview and they're taught, like, what's your biggest fault? Like, what's your biggest fault? What would you say is your biggest fault? The answer should always be, like, I'm too much of a perfectionist. Like, all right? I work too hard sometimes. That's what I had to do at Ryan's gig. Anyway, I want to point something out. The brilliance of what Ryan did was this. Looking through the lens of E5, was that Ryan isn't offering the marketplace surveys and polls. He's not talking about you should be using a survey, you should be using a poll, you should be using a questionnaire, you should be using a quiz. He's not talking about that. Why is he not talking about that? He's not talking about that because that's a commodity. Right? That's a commodity. You can learn about quizzes and surveys and questionnaires anywhere on the web, right? If Ryan were to say, hey, the answer to your problems, the secret to your success is to learn more about how to use quizzes in your marketing, what we would all do is what I call the Google marketing slap, is we would say, pause, Google or YouTube, quizzes and marketing. Right? That's because he's offering a commodity. There's thousands of articles now on quizzes, polls, and that jazz. There's nothing special about that. It's why I've shared before the example of it kills me, it pains me when I see somebody marketing a supplement and then they say they've got this whole buildup and they say the secret behind this supplement is that you get at least 500 milligrams of magnesium. Pause, Google, magnesium, cheap magnesium, right? Like, that's what happens. That's what happens because magnesium is a commodity. It's all over. You're never, ever going to market a commodity again. You're never, ever going to offer a commodity again. You're going to offer something different. You're going to offer a unique mechanism. In Ryan's case, what was he, when he talks about in his marketing, and this is the case, this isn't some ploy, this is the case, he's talking about the benefits of the ask method. The ask method, not quizzes, surveys, polls, that's commodity. He's talking about the ask method. Ryan's unique mechanism is the ask method. His product is the ask method masterclass, but his unique mechanism is the ask method, right? By the end of Ryan's marketing, folks realize, wow, I wanna use the ask method to learn more about my prospects. I wanna use the ask method, right? Ryan, what he's done, look, listen to me, get this. What Ryan has done is Ryan has built up demand for his program because he's convinced you that you need and want the ask method. And where's the only place that you can get the ask method? Through Ryan's product. At that point, all roads lead to you. The ask method is the unique mechanism. The ask method masterclass is the program. Just like our buddy Jeff Walker, right? Great dude. Great friend, great marketer, phenomenal when it comes to product launches. What Jeff is, the reason why I included the screenshot of the front of his book is because in the subtitle, look at what is standing out. He's not just talking about launching a product. He's not telling you what you want to do is launch your product. Launching your product is a commodity. Because you could go to YouTube and search on that. You could go to Google and search on that. You could find other books on that topic. You could find other people talking about that. So when Jeff is doing his marketing and he's laying out why his formula, his process works and showing you all the benefits and all of that jazz, he's talking about product launch formula. You've got launch your product, do these five things to launch your product, right? Do these 12 things to launch a product, to get buzz, to create, right? And then there's product launch formula. That's different. That's not the same thing. You can learn how to, or you can use product launch formula. Product launch formula, right? The formula, the method, the process is the unique mechanism. You see how if you really look at, right? And this is, these are both incredibly sharp marketers, friends, people that I deeply care about. If you look at really Ryan, Jeff, I'll put myself to some extent in that category, just up here a little bit, that it's the same outcome being talked about. It's the same promise. It's the same transformation. It's the same benefit being talked about. But the reason behind that benefit being delivered is the mechanism. For Jeff, it's my product launch formula. Not a commodity, product launch formula. Here are the benefits of product launch formula. Where else can you go to get product launch formula? Nowhere else. Jeff, all roads lead to Jeff at the end of his marketing campaign. Ask method, unique mechanism. Ask method masterclass, the product. The benefits of the ask method. Not polls, quizzes, surveys, questionnaires, but the ask method. Once you see, yeah, wow, the ask method is the way to go, all roads lead to Ryan. That's the power of having a unique mechanism. Unique mechanism is what separates your product. You can still have, and this is the key, you can still present the same promise. You can still present the same benefit. You can still present the same transformation. The difference here is that you've got a unique way to deliver it. And because you have a unique way to deliver it, it gives your prospects hope that maybe the tips, maybe the quizzes, maybe that's what I was missing. Maybe when I tried the quizzes the first time, maybe when I tried the polls the first time, maybe that's why it didn't work. It didn't work because I was just using, right? I wasn't using the ask method. Maybe when I tried to launch my product and I followed this article on the Huffington Post and it didn't work, maybe that's why, because I don't know the formula, this formula. That's the difference. All roads lead to you. Now, there are three ways to come up with a unique mechanism for your product. And let me say this. The unique mechanism is a marketing invention. That's what it is. It's a marketing invention, right? We're family in here now. You're behind closed doors, and I can say it like it is, like I always really do. It's a marketing invention That's what it is. Now, there are three ways to develop, and every one of you can develop a unique mechanism for your product or service. The only people that can't are the people that are selling an absolute pure commodity, like a gallon of gasoline or, you know, a cup of tap water or something, right? Like, other than that, you can come up with or develop or find, identify your unique mechanism. And so the first way is, of course, there is an actual mechanism. You do have a unique algorithm behind your analytics software, behind your software. You do have a unique bodywork approach that you use. You do have a unique recipe or, you know, set of ingredients for your birthday cake. You actually do have a unique mechanism. The second way is what I refer to as the unspoken mechanism. And the unspoken mechanism is when there is a piece, part, component, process, aspect of your product or service that is responsible for the results, a nutrient, an herb in your supplement, let's just say, and it's not necessarily unique to your product or service, meaning there are other vendors out there that are offering that same thing, that have that same thing in there, but they're not talking about it, right? They're not talking about it. And so because they're not talking about it, nobody knows about it in the marketplace, right? The prime example of this, that I know my buddy Brian loves, is Claude Hopkins, right? It's Schlitz beer, coming, you know, hey, what's going on? Claude Hopkins brought in, godfather of, you know, really direct response, you know, marketing, scientific advertising, brought in, on a tour of the factory to help them. Who knows this story? Yeah, like the majority of the room. Right, and the point is, what's going on over there? Sterilizing the bottles, whatever, right? Well, why aren't you telling anybody about that? Oh, because everybody does that, but nobody's talking about it. Boom, let's us bring it to the market. And the result, market share goes up. So this is where, is there something that you're taking for granted within your product, a piece, right, within your product? Many moons ago, I used to help chiropractors do this with their x-ray machines. Funny thing, craziest thing, like many moons ago, like 10, 12 years ago, when chiropractors were doing like free x-rays and sets of x-rays, and everybody was all offering sets of x-rays, I started to have the doctors that I was consulting with put the like x-ray machine name in there, like the XRL Fliberty Gibbet 5000 or whatever. I don't know, worked. And just as a side note, total aside, here you go, tangent. This is an aside, we are in the what business, not the why business. And what I mean by that is that it's not about why something works, it's about what works. And so there are times when I make a change. There are times when I would have bet that a tweak or a test that we were running wasn't going to work, and it did. And then when I'm asked, why did that work? I don't know, but it doesn't matter. I don't need to know. You don't need to know. So at the end of the day, right, it's what worked, not why. Just take that, write it down, think about that later. Unspoken mechanism. The third way, is really the most common and the most popular, certainly within the internet marketing space. And it's what I refer to as the transubstantiated mechanism. The secret of transubstantiation was something that, so transubstantiation is a thing that comes from Catholicism, turning the wine into the blood of Christ. And so the first time I heard this talked about was Bill Bonner of Agora talked about the taking of something ordinary and making it extraordinary. Taking something ordinary and making it extraordinary, or giving it the perception of extraordinary. How many of you are familiar with a tripwire offer? Who knows what a tripwire is? So the rest of you are either lazy or... So tripwire. So our buddies Ryan and Perry, two sharp marketers, really sharp marketers. They're kind of really known as the guys, really kind of Perry more so than Ryan, known as the guys behind the tripwire. So what is a tripwire? What's a tripwire? It's a low price product, right? Low price product, low barrier of entry. Did they invent that? Is that the first time that was used? Right? Like, no. Like, you know, but it's amazing how when they rolled it out as part of their, and I tip my hat to them, I appreciate the savvy behind it. When they rolled it out to the marketplace, right, all of a sudden people are like, that's what I've been missing. I've been missing a tripwire. Maybe that's why my campaign didn't work. That's what I need. The tripwire is the key. The tripwire became the transubstantiated mechanism. Tripwire is really an ordinary low-priced offer. But part of their overall system, they gave it a name and it became their unique mechanism. And you see this over and over and over and over again in lots of different markets where the ordinary is being changed into the extraordinary. Now here's the thing that I just want to point out personally. I'm not telling you to take something ordinary and slap a new name on it. That's not what I'm telling you to do. I'm not telling you to take vitamin A in your supplement and call it vitamin J. Right? Like, we don't do that. That's not what we do. But what I am telling you to do is to look for how you've maybe uniquely combined common elements, common components, common systems. If you've taken three things that are unique and you've put them together, three things that are common, and you've put them together and you're using them together in a unique way, well, then those three things combined become a unique process, at least while you're the only one using it. And so you can find that kind of transubstantiated mechanism in a chiropractic practice, for example, where, you know, I'd say to one doctor, you know, and here's the thing, like, let me point this out for you so that you get this, you see this, that, and I still haven't shared the big secret with you. Still have not shared the big secret with you guys. It's coming. That I used to say to chiropractors, you're not marketing chiropractic care. You're not an evangelist for chiropractic care. You're an evangelist for chiropractic care with you. You're an evangelist for chiropractic care in your office. You're an evangelist for chiropractic care using your method. You're not simply a marketer for chiropractic. You're not trying to build a following for chiropractic. You're not out there marketing the benefits of chiropractic because then somebody could say, hey, Dr. Bob, great, thanks. You now open my eyes to the value of that. I'm gonna go to Dr. Steve, who's a minute around the corner from my house. Right? That's, chiropractic is a commodity. Dr. Bob's method, right, or Dr. Bob's process, right, that's different. And if Dr. Bob does something different where every patient gets massage and then gets muscle stim and then gets, stretching or something like that, if there's this process that Dr. Bob developed, right, we can name it, put a name on it, put a title on it. And so that is the third way to develop a unique mechanism. And that's clearly the end of my presentation. There we go. Oh, gosh. How terrible is that? I just ruined the whole big buildup. Darn it. The secret is combine a unique mechanism with a USP, meaning find a unique mechanism, identify a unique mechanism, develop a unique mechanism that offers a unique benefit. Have a unique mechanism that delivers a unique benefit. This is a cool little example that I just found, and I think that this is both a, I think that this is a combination of the two, but you'll notice what's the unique mechanism in here? Right. Paint block technology. They didn't just say like our tape, you know, is better. Our tape blocks paint. Our paint, you know, gives you straight lines. That's a commodity, right? Because every tape could say that, right? That's a commodity. So they have paint block technology, and the fact that they have a registered mark means nothing. You could register a mark. You wouldn't believe what you could register a mark for. I know. I've tried it. I've done it. It's amazing. I own Mike Caldwell, by the way. I'm just kidding. Prevent paint bleed. So that's the unique benefit, right? I'm assuming, and again, I just found this, I'm assuming that the bleeding, paint bleeding through tape is an issue. Maybe others don't even talk about the benefit. But the USP, the unique benefit here is that you won't have to deal with paint bleeding through. And the unique mechanism of how they're delivering on that is the paint block technology. This is another one that I helped Jack Bourne with. Jack Bourne, great marketer. How many of you know Jack? So yeah, great marketer, great dude, passionate guy, So he's got Deadline Funnel, tool that I use and love that we use at Marketing Funnel Automation. And so what we developed and what Jack rolled with for Deadline Funnel is, right, so everyone in your funnel, it tracks everyone in your funnel using a combination of cookie, IP address, and email address to make sure the deadline is consistent through your entire funnel, right? And how does he do it? He does it with the unique mechanism, Deadline Funnel Fingerprint Technology. Right, he took this, Jack built something into his countdown timer, which doesn't exist in other countdown timers. Still, to this day, I don't think anybody else does it this way, allowing people to clear their cookies and whatnot. And so Jack took it, put it together, and named it. He did what Tony Horton did. He gave it a name, Fingerprint Technology. And that's what delivers on, in this case, it tracks everybody through those three different mechanisms. I said earlier, my boys from ConversionFly. So I told you that the unique benefit, but we named it. We named it lossless tracking. We coined the term lossless tracking. And then we talked about lossless tracking. Then I was able to say, like, it's the only one with lossless tracking. And it's lossless tracking that makes it so accurate. And the reason why it makes it so accurate is because of what it does. That's an example of a unique mechanism and a USP. Now, here's the thing that I want you to understand. That, and I'm going to do this fast, this is could be a multi-day workshop, but once you've identified your unique mechanism and your USP, right, once you've got this unique mechanism that delivers a unique benefit, the whole process, when I put together a marketing campaign, a big marketing campaign, a big money marketing campaign, is what I'm doing in my marketing campaign is I'm talking about the unique mechanism. I'm talking about how it works and why it works. I'm educating. I'm not selling. I'm not selling my product. Yesterday you heard Rich talk about the difference between marketing and selling. Rich and I have been talking about the difference between marketing and selling for years. We differ slightly in some areas, but I'm not a salesperson. I hate selling. I'm uncomfortable selling. I don't like selling. I'm a marketer. Most of you in this room, you're marketers. Marketing and selling are two completely different activities. Selling is all about the product. It's all about the features, advantages, benefits. It's all about the price point, bonuses, right? It's all about the offer, right? Marketing is all about the prospect. It's all about where is the prospect at right now and how can the prospect get from where they are to where they want to be. So for me, the prospect cares about how do they get from where they are to where they want to be? Well, now in my marketing campaigns, I'm able to educate them. But I'm not just educating them to show them how smart I am or how brilliant I am. I'm educating them on the unique mechanism that delivers on a USP. I'm teaching them about how the unique mechanism works. I'm teaching them why muscle confusion works and why you need muscle confusion and what happens when you're not using muscle confusion. Ultimately leading them in the end to say, wow, I need an exercise program that leverages muscle confusion. Ah, well, that's why I put together P90X, because it gives you muscle confusion, blah, 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 blah. And so what happens is my marketing message, your marketing message, can now be education-based. It can now be educational, teaching them, showing them, explaining to them why that unique mechanism delivers that unique benefit, why that unique mechanism gives them the promise and outcome that they want. And just to wrap this up, you build a big money, this is, if you want to take a picture of something, you take a picture of this. A big money marketing campaign is a marketing campaign that has a unique mechanism, is built around a unique mechanism. And that unique mechanism delivers a unique benefit. When you have that, you have that, then you add in the five elements that make up a big money marketing campaign. You have a sin offer. What sin is, superior, irresistible, no-brainer. Sin offer is what we started my presentation talking about. A badass, over-the-top, rock-solid offer, right? A clear marketing thesis. The thesis becomes, you can experience the results that you want, the transformation that you want, better, faster, cheaper, whatever, than anything else because of this unique mechanism, and I'm gonna show you how and why. You're an educator, right? And then you develop a big marketing idea. A big marketing idea you know is all about what's the idea behind the campaign, the idea that's gonna grab the market's attention, an idea that the market sees is different, unique, fresh, timely. It's a different angle, a different story, a different viewpoint, right? It's right, you see, it's a way to get their attention so that you can talk about the unique mechanism and how and why it works and how it's gonna deliver the big promise to them. You have an emotional lead. An emotional lead is nothing more than this. It's nothing more than the lead is the first 350, 400, 800 words. The lead, the job of the lead is to set the emotional hook. What do I mean set the emotional hook? I mean get them excited about the payoff that they can experience from the unique mechanism. Remind them about the payoff that they can experience from the unique mechanism. And then the marketing argument is proving why the unique mechanism is the answer. Why the unique mechanism is the thing that they've been hoping for, is the thing that they've been looking for, is the answer to their needs and wants. And when you do that, you have a big money marketing campaign. Thank you, guys.